and welcome once again to The Blueprints. This is Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Schmale, Member of Parliament for Halliburton, Kawartha, Lakes, Brock, with new content for you every single Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We ask that you like, comment, subscribe, and share this program. If you want Pierre Poilievre to be the next Prime Minister, we need to get eyes and ears on this program and this message, because it's probably something you're not getting in the mainstream media. Don't forget, you can download it, tell your friends on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify, you name it, it is out there. On today's show, a carbon tax break for Atlantic Canada. The rest of the country, not so much. Well, to hear talk about this, is going to be a wild show. To talk about this, we have Damien Couric, the Member of Parliament for Battle River Cowfrid in a beautiful province of Alberta. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jamie. It's good to be here with you, and wow, what a weekend.
I cannot believe we even have to talk about this. It is just mind-boggling what the Prime Minister announced on Thursday of last week. The Atlantic Canadians are getting a break on the carbon tax. They're also getting money for heat pumps. So, you know, we had a very interesting couple of weeks, maybe even a month or so, where the Prime Minister was seeing poll numbers drop. And quite substantially, especially in Atlantic Canada, because it gets cold there. And people heat with propane and oil and that kind of thing, which is all subject now to the carbon tax and the clean fuel standard. So a massive rise in the price of fuel, and it was the poll numbers that actually got Justin Trudeau to react.
It's quite something, because for Conservatives have been talking about how simple things like being able to heat our homes has become unaffordable with Justin Trudeau's carbon tax. And now all of a sudden, after being lectured, and Canadians being lectured for a number of years about how good they supposedly have it, finally the Prime Minister, it's like this little crack in the facade, this fake facade of the carbon tax, that shows that they're acknowledging, basically, that all of a sudden life has become unaffordable. But instead of giving Canadians a break, and as Jamie, I don't know about you here in Ontario, but I know back in Alberta it gets cold in the winter, the Maritimes cold as the snow comes. But instead of giving all Canadians a break, 3% of Canadians will get a break with this announcement. And what was interesting about this announcement is he made a big deal out of it. It's simply a pause. Mm-hmm. So he's not saying Canadians will be able to have a break in the long term. They're simply pausing the pain for 3 years, and then they'll make sure that Canadians still suffer later on.
And the carbon tax goes up every single year. So in that three-year period, well, after the next election, then the Atlantic Canadian provinces will be hit with a massive sticker shock.
Yeah, yeah. And they're saying that that everybody, it's like Oprah, Free things here, free things there, that everybody will get these heat pumps, which, fine, and a lot of people may choose to put a heat pump in their home. But for the Prime Minister to come and say that this is free, well, I'm sorry, government doesn't give anything out for free. It's taxpayers that are ultimately paying for
this.
Right. They're paying for it at the carbon tax. They're paying for it. And what's worse is we're deficit financing these things.
Yep.
So we're paying higher interest rates on the things that the Prime Minister is supposedly giving out for free.
Exactly. Government doesn't have anything until it takes it first, either taxing, borrowing, or printing, combination thereof. And that's exactly what's happening here.
Yeah.
Let's cue up cut one, super producer Nick. We're going to listen to the Prime Minister say this announcement, and try not to laugh on your way through it, but let's listen to the Prime Minister. Play cut one.
Today, we are announcing a three-year pause on the federal pollution price on heating oil so that we can give everyone the time and ability to switch to heat pumps.
So the time and the ability. So people aren't doing it on their own, so the government must force you into moving in the direction the government wants you to go.
I think this highlights the real basis of what the carbon tax is about. It is about forcing Canadians, forcing people to change. And, you know, the Liberals have talked from the beginning about how the carbon tax is about the environment. Well, we've seen over the last 8 years that it hasn't actually worked. Every metric to which they said that it would help, it has not. So definitively, the carbon tax is not an environmental policy. But then what they fail to talk about, and it's truly misleading, when they talk about affordability, when the carbon tax, by nature of how it is designed, is meant to make your and my and every Canadian's life more expensive. And so they're succeeding in doing that, yet now all of a sudden, because there's a drop in poll numbers, They are now having to address this on the other side of it. It truly is just chaos when it comes to public policy. And ultimately, Canadians are the ones that are having to pay the price, whether it's for the supposedly free heat pumps or for the fact that 97% of Canadians are not getting this break on the carbon tax when it comes to the cold winter well, it's snowing outside in Ottawa today, Jamie. So people are going to be turning on their heat, and they're paying the carbon tax.
And they will pay their carbon tax. And it's quite just amazing. I got to give Prime Minister Trudeau credit. You know, I don't give it often, but the ability to have, you know, no emotional discomfort.
That's true.
On what he is saying. Yeah. Like, the government created the problem.
Yeah.
Now he wants people to carry him on their shoulders, yeah, because he solved the problem, which is horrible government policy that will kick in 3 years' time. Yeah. And this is, as you said, this is about raising the cost of living on things the government considers bad. This is having the exact effect they wanted. Now that it becomes politically unpopular, they have to gear down a bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they don't want this at the end of the day.
It is nonsensical, and it comes down to bad public policy. It's making Canadians' lives more expensive, and it is breaking the ability for Canadians to do the most basic of things, like buy groceries, heat mm-hmm. their homes, and that's by design what they have done, and yet now they're backtracking from that. After, I might mention, and I know you've heard this in the House of Commons on a weekly basis, since I got elected in 2019, I have heard the Liberals lecture us about how great their carbon tax is, and now they're backing down on it.
And there was a motion, conservative motion, to remove the carbon tax, and every single Atlantic Canadian MP, Liberal, voted against it.
Yeah, several times. And this isn't just about politics, but this is about making sure that life is affordable for all Canadians. Canadian winters are cold. Why don't we give them a break? And I think that, you know, it shows that we have a prime minister who is desperate right now. He's seeing his poll numbers drop. He's seeing frustration from coast to coast to coast. And now all of a sudden he is desperate to try and change the channel. But I don't know about you, Jamie, but when I speak to my constituents, they mm-hmm. are worried about being able to afford their next meal. They're terrified about the mm-hmm. price of fuel at the pump, the bills that they have to pay. It's becoming unaffordable. That's by design what the Liberals have inflicted upon
Absolutely.
Canadians.
Let's cue up cut number three, because it even gets better here. Play cut three.
The price signal on heating oil is not resulting in enough people being able to switch to electric heat pumps, despite people wanting to move to these cleaner home heating options.
I think that clip is very telling.
Yes.
That clip is extremely... So the price that the home heating oil has got so unaffordable for people, it's hard for them to look for alternatives at the point. So the government caused people to suffer. The suffering was too much that they cannot look for alternatives. So now we have to take money from other parts of the country, taxed, borrowed, or printed, combination thereof, to help get these people in a better position using a government-chosen option, which is heat pumps, which not necessarily works for everybody. Like, it is absolutely incredible. And he says it with a straight face. Like, that's what boggles my mind. Like, you really have to shove this shovel in pretty deep to listen what's going on right now.
You know, I grew up farming, and there's shoveling manure is a good comparison.
Well, that's
exactly
what I was getting
what
to.
The Prime Minister is yeah. doing. But exactly what he just shared there, Jamie, is an admission that their entire carbon tax scheme is an abject mm-hmm. failure.
That's right.
It is a failure from front to back. And while they carve out a small exemption, a pause, it's not even an exemption.
It's a pause, that's right.
A pause for 3% of Canadians. 97% of Canadians are still hurting. And meanwhile, they've implicitly acknowledged that the whole plan is simply a failure.
British Columbia has had the carbon tax in the longest. A provincial carbon tax, emissions ever since it's come into effect have yeah. continued to rise, and yeah. it's no longer revenue neutral as it started out to be. So then it becomes a cash grab for the government. Yeah. It's not about saving the planet. It becomes about padding the government's bottom line.
Yeah. Well, and it started in 2015. They said it would never go above $50.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that was a lie.
And then they lied about it. Yeah. And waited till after the next election, and then it all of a sudden was $170 a ton. Well, there are those that suggest that it should be much higher, that including some within the Liberal Party. So where does it end? It's driving Canadians to into poverty, and certainly into energy poverty at a time, and certainly from being from Alberta, and I'm proud to represent an energy producing region. To think that there are Canadians facing energy poverty, it shows how truly things have deteriorated over the last 8 years. It's become unaffordable, yeah. And yet we have all of these resources that should be available and affordable for Canadians and produced in a clean and ethical way.
Like the ShamWell spokesperson, there is more. The icing on the cake, yes. Damien. Cue up cut number four. This says it all. They said the quiet part out loud. Play cut four.
Is your government open to, because of the affordability crisis right across this country, looking at other carve-outs for other types of home heating in the future?
That's a discussion that we'll have down the road when we know that this one is working. But I can tell you, Atlantic Caucus was vocal with what they've heard from their constituents. And perhaps they need to elect more Liberals on the prairies so that we can have that conversation as well.
What do you think, Jamie? Tell us what you really think.
So clearly Albertans are not electing enough Liberals. That seems to be the sum of it.
There's two things here. For the last number of months, the Environment Minister, Stephen Guilbeault, has been picking fights with prairie provinces, saying that there will not be exceptions, there will not be exemptions. It is national standards the whole way through. And then this comes along, throws all of that out the window, showing that there are double standards mm-hmm. that exist within the Liberal Party. And then for that minister to come out and say, well, the solution is elect more people that you disagree with, that don't want to do what's best for you in order to do the things that you've promised not to do. Like, it's political comedy, Jamie.
Yes. Putting it simply, yes.
And I think increasingly, Canadians are seeing through this. It is absurd to think that a minister of the Crown would suggest that, A, that they should only listen to people that vote for them.
Right, yeah.
As a leader, and you and I know this, we may not agree with everybody, but it's our job to listen and
100%.
Work for everybody. Yet you have that minister saying that they only care about Liberals. They only care about yep. people that support the carbon tax.
And they're going to punish those that don't. They're going to punish those.
It's truly despicable.
It is despicable.
Yeah.
I just can't believe she said the quiet part out loud. I'm sure she got flack for that immediately after she was done. But it's about the seat count, right? 32 yeah. seats in Atlantic Canada, right? They were at risk of losing a ton of those seats. Yeah. Because you can say, what about those MPs, Liberal MPs in Northern Ontario? It gets very cold in Northern Ontario. Yeah. There's no carve-out.
Yeah.
They have a few, not many, hopefully less, Alberta Liberal MPs. Did they do a terrible job of advocating for their province?
Yeah.
British Columbia, too. It's up over $2 a liter for gasoline.
Yeah.
Are they doing a pretty terrible job? I'd say overall, yes, the Liberals are. But it's about seats. It's not about the saving the planet or helping people get to heat pumps.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And I think that the fact that on national television, they admitted just that it has nothing to do about helping Canadians. It has nothing to do about the environment. It has everything to do with that cruel political calculation. And unless it benefits the Prime Minister and and his party politically, they're not interested in helping. And I think that that's where there's a clear contrast that exists in the Canadian political scene. You have one party that cares about Canadians, making life affordable for mm-hmm. all Canadians, or you have the Liberals that care nothing for nothing other than their own political futures. And right now, as we're seeing, the fact that they are admitting such failure shows that their political future might be at risk. Which I think is where, as conservatives, we have the chance to make the case to say, look, better is possible. we have a plan that will make life more affordable for Canadians, that we can axe the carbon tax, that we can have environmental policy that actually works, mm-hmm. that we can inspire people to build things again in this country, not punish them for not voting, what a Liberal cabinet minister thinks is the right way.
Yeah, that's absolutely awful, what has just said. I have no doubt Atlantic Canadians will see through this. Yeah. Because, again, as pointed out, it's not an end to the carbon tax. Their misery will not end, because in 3 years it will come back, and it will come back with a vengeance, because yeah. you'll get the higher price 3 years down the road.
That's true.
So, Damien, we're pretty much out of time. I wanted to play that last clip one more time just to send it out, but I don't think we have time. Well, I think it's almost queued up. All right, play cut four again. We'll close it out, get your final thoughts, play cut four.
Is your government open to, because of the affordability crisis right across this country, looking at other carve-outs for other types of home heating in the future?
That's a discussion that we'll have down the road when we know that this one is working. But I can tell you, Atlantic Caucus was vocal with what they've heard from their constituents. And perhaps they need to elect more Liberals on the prairies so that we can have that conversation as well.
All right, Damien Couric, final thoughts are yours. The floor.
Wow.
Please take it away.
Thanks, Jamie, for this opportunity. You know, it's been quite a weekend as we've seen the Liberals admit that their carbon tax is a failure. They admit that they are making life unaffordable for Canadians. And while they certainly have not presented this small little carve-out for a few people, delaying the misery by 3 years while pouring what will, I'm sure, be millions of tax dollars into a government-funded program, like you said, that is manipulating markets. It just shows truly what the Liberals are, that after 8 years, the pain and suffering that Canadians are feeling is real, but that there is an alternative mm-hmm. where there is hope, there is a chance that we can do better. We can axe the carbon tax. We can bring back affordability on so many levels and make sure that Canada once again becomes the freest nation on earth. And I can tell you, it will be a dramatically different than what we've seen from these Liberals over the last few days, but more importantly, from what we've seen over these Liberals and over the last 8 years. Better is possible, and I'm proud to be a part of the team that's going to make that happen.
Justin Trudeau is just not worth the cost.
Here, here.
Thank you so much, Damien Couric, Member of Parliament for Battle River Crowfoot. We appreciate his time. We appreciate yours as well. New content for you every single Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Great content here on this program. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share it. Also, you can download it, listen to it on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. Until next week, remember, low taxes, less government, more freedom. That's the blueprint.